Lesson 14. Text A. They don't talk. Mr. Jones was very angry with his wife, and she was very angry with her husband. For several days they did not speak to each other at all. One evening, Mr. Jones was very tired when he came back from work, so he went to bed soon after dinner. Of course, he did not say anything to Mrs. Jones before he went upstairs. Mrs. Jones washed the dinner things, and then did some sewing. When she went up to bed much later than her husband, she found a piece of paper on the small table near her bed. On it were the words, "Mother, wake me up at 7 a.m. Father." When Mr. Jones woke up the next morning, it was nearly 8 a.m, and on the small table near his bed, he saw another piece of paper. He took it and read these words, "Father, wake up. It is 7 a.m. Mother." Text B. A dirty car. John, Peter and Mark are brothers. Their father has a new car, and they clean it for him. It has just rained, and the car is very dirty. John is looking at it, and he is talking to Peter. "The car hasn't been cleaned for a few days." "No, it hasn't. It's very dirty. Someone ought to clean it today." "Mark should clean it. It's his turn." "No, he cleaned it last time. It's your turn." "No, it isn't. You always clean it after Mark." "Oh dear, is it really my turn? In that case, I'll clean it tomorrow." "Clean it now. Only lazy people say they'll work tomorrow." "Then I'll clean it the day after tomorrow." "You are lazy. You ought to be ashamed. You should enjoy working."
7. Read the following passage once. Underline the key words while reading, and retell the story to your partner. Ellen walked briskly out into the yard, and took a deep breath of cool, fresh air. She was eager to begin work. This time of year, with the new growth everywhere, always made her feel that she had to help things grow. She gathered her tools and went to the patch of freshly turned earth and began to dig rows of holes. Then she carefully picked up one fragile plant and placed it in a hole. Over and over she performed this same task, and then gently patted the earth around each plant. Her growling stomach and the sun high overhead told her when it was time to take a break.